The second parak starts out with Mishnah Aleph teaching us the halacha in tormi mitachor alatami. You can't take off trumas from a bunch of tachor produce versus a bunch of tame produce. So for example, if I have produce that is tame, let's say grain, that we'll call that A. And we have B, a pile that is tahor, I can't take from the B in order to exempt the A. And the reason for this is there's a halacha when it comes to taking truma from one source on the other. When we have two piles, for example, they have to be in close proximity. They have to be min hamukaf, and Chazal were concerned that somebody will not put them close together or touching when one is tahor tame, out of concern that the tame produce will make the tahor produce tame as well. So out of that concern, they won't fulfill the requirement of mina mukaf. Chazal said you can't take truma from something that's tahor for something that is tame. Vim tarmu, but if you did do it, trumas on truma, it is still going to be effective truma. Now, an important point is when we have something that's tahor and tame, we're talking about situations that even if you combine them, it would not make one to the other tame. So the tame would not make the tahor tame. So accordingly, be'emes amru, there's an accepted halacha. If we have tahor and tame that is combined together in that situation, because we know we're not going to violate the requirement of proximity, it is mina mukaf, it's right by each other because they're combined together, then I would be permitted to take from the tahor and exempt the tame from taking truma. It says as follows, an example of that, be'emes amru ha'igul shel tevela shenit mamiksa. So if I have a cake of pressed figs, and some of the figs are tame, some are tahor, it's permitted then, Torah mina tahor, sheyesh bal atame sheyesh, what's permitted to take from figs that are tahorim in that cake of pressed figs are all combined, I can take from the Torah the tame, because we don't have the concern that we're going to violate the halacha of mina mukaf, because they are in close proximity. And the same thing applies to chenat guda shayarek, if I have a bundle of fruits, of vegetables, they're tied together, so I can take from the tahor for the tame, v'chein arema, if I have a pile of grain, it's also okay. They're already touching in the pile, so I can take from the tahor on the tame. But on the other hand, hayu shnei igulim, if I have two cakes of figs, shtei agudas, or two bundles of vegetables, or shtei aremas, two piles of grain, and achas tameh v'achas tahor, and one is tahor, one is tame, in that situation, because they're not combined, lo yitro mizal zeh, you cannot take two truma from one on the other, you can't take from the tahor on the tame, because Chazal instituted the decree, because you may not be makbid about having them in close proximity. You're going to be concerned that one is Torah, one is Tameh. You want to distance them. Accordingly, you cannot take from the Torah on the Tameh. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tormi Mina Torah Ala Tameh. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of the concern that you are going to violate the halacha mina mukav, and accordingly, he doesn't have a problem taking truma from the Tahor on the Tameh. Mishnah Beis has the reverse situation that we want to take from Tameh and exempt the Tahor. Same thing applies. Ain Tormi Mina Tameh Ala Tahor. You cannot take, for example, truma from grain that is tame for grain that is tar. So this is the reverse situation. It's taking tame and exempting tar, as opposed to the prior Mishnah, which was taking from the tar to exempt the tame. And here in this situation, vim taram, if you did take it off, and what's the conceptual problem here is you're going to give the Kohen something much worse off than otherwise. If you gave him truma from something that's tahor, he can eat it. But however, if you give him truma for something that is tame, he can't eat it. It still goes to him even though it's tame, but he has to burn it. For example, he can use it if it's oil, he can burn it in his lamb. He can use it in his barbecue to barbecue, but he has no other use. So that's why we can't take truma for something that's tame to exempt something that's tar, because you're really cheating the Kohen, giving him something much worse off. Vim tarm, if you did do it, now Chazal is going to distinguish. Shogig, if you did it by mistake, when you took the truma, you didn't know what you were taking was tame, and you took it off, and only thereafterward, after you took the truma, you found out it was tame, so it was a shogig, it wasn't intentional. Truma, so truma, it's going to be effective in giving the truma. However, amaze it, if you did it intentionally, knowing that this was tame, and you try to exempt something else that is tahor, lo asaklum, it's not effective, and you're going to have to take the truma again. You're going to have to take it directly from the pile that is tahor. And a similar concept applies. Ben Levi, Shayola Master Tevel. If we have a Levi, he received Meister Rishon from somebody, and he has to give Trumas Meister from it to the Kohen. So we have the Levi, and he has this pile of Meiser Sheni, and it's called Tevel. It's Tevel for him because he hasn't taken Trumas Meiser from it. And what he wants to do is Hayamafrish Ala Vaholich. Anytime that he would get some of the same type of grain in as a gift as Meiser Rishon, instead of taking off from each new gift of Meiser Rishon he received, he would take it from this pile. And each time he would say, give the right amount from this pile, and he would give the Trumas Meiser from this pile instead of the other piles that he would receive. He would exempt the other things, and then he found out that this pile that he's giving his Trumas Meiser from is Tameh. So Shogeg, if it was a Shogeg, he didn't know it was Tameh, he only found out there afterward. Masha Asa Aso, it's going to be effective in taking off Trumas Meiser on the other things that he was trying to exempt. However, it was Mazid. He knew that this pile that he was taking all the Trumas Meiser from, he knew it was Tamei Lo Asa Klum, it's not going to be effective, and he's going to have to give Trumas Meiser to the coin from all the other Meiser that he received. Rabbi Yehud Omer, Im Haya Yodea Bo Betchila. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, he disagrees on one point. He says that there's a certain situation that you, Tanakama, thought was a Shogeg, and it's going to be effective taking the Truma, but it's really amazing. If the person knew that something was Tame, for example, a pile of grain, and he was using that pile of grain, he knew it was Tame, originally, Afa Bishu Shogeg. But when he took away from that pile the truma, or when he gave, if it's a levi, he took off the trumas meiser, he had forgotten that it was tameh. So it's a shogeg when he's being mafrish from it, because originally he knew that it was tameh. Lo asa klum, is giving the truma from it or the trumas meiser from it is not going to be effective. This is a situation of amazing, because he originally knew that it was tameh, even though he thereafter forgot when he was giving the truma or the trumas meiser. Mishnah Gimel is going to be a similar situation. A number of halachas were chazal distinguish between somebody who did something b'shogeg and somebody who did something b'mezid, that if they did it b'mezid intentionally, and we're going to apply this in particular in the Hilcha Shabbos, then there's a knas, but when he did it b'shogeg, there's not a knas. So this is going to be in four different areas. Hamat bil kelim b'shabbos, somebody who put a kli that was tame into a mikvah on Shabbos, that's the Asur, that's Tikkun Kli. But if he did it Shogeg, if he did it not intentionally, he didn't know the Kli that he was putting into the mikvah was Tameh, accordingly, that's a Shogeg Yishtamesh Bahem, he can use it on Shabbos, but Mazid, he knew what he was doing, he knew that the Kli was Tameh, and he tovled it in a mikvah on Shabbos anyway. Chazal instituted a Knas, Lo Yishtamesh Bahem, he's not allowed to use it until after Shabbos. Second Halacha, Ma'aser V'Hashal B'Shabbos, somebody who took Chumas and Maisers on Shabbos, or somebody who cooked on Shabbos. If he did it Shogeg by mistake, forgot it was Shabbos, then Yochal, he can eat it on Shabbos, is not halacha l'maisa. We're more machmir than this. Mazid, but if he knew it was Shabbos, he took off of the trumas and maaser, so he cooked on Shabbos, the mazid intentionally, lo yochal, he can't eat it until after Shabbos. Third halacha, now teya b'Shabbos, somebody plants a tree on Shabbos, if it's shogeg, yikayim, if it's shogeg, he doesn't have to pull it out, he can leave it, but if it was mazid, Chazal instituted a knas, yakor, he has to pull it out of the ground. And fourth halacha, now we're not talking Shabbos, we're talking about during the Shemitah year, if somebody planted a tree ben shogeg b'mezid, in this situation, we don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid. Even if it was shogeg, Yaakov, he has to uproot it. Chazal were stricter when it came to the Shemitah, that there's a knas even b'shogeg, because people were typically lax on the halachas of Shemitah. Mishnah Daled, Ein tormi mimin al shein amino, when it comes to taking off truma from one thing on another, you can only do it if they are both the same species. For example, the same type of grain. You can't do barley versus wheat and wheat barley. You have to take from each of them. So you can't take truma from one min al shein amino vim tarm. And if you did take off wheat from one type, one species, on another, and truma, so truma, it is not effective. Kol min chiti mechad, all different types of wheat are considered one species, so if it's white wheat and red wheat, that's going to be the same species, that is going to be one. Kol min te'enim, ugrogros utveila echad, all types of fresh figs, that's the anim, ugrogros, dried figs, udevela, and pressed figs, that is all the same type, that's echad, and you can take from one on the other, vitorim yizel mizel, you can take from one on the other. Continuing, ko makam sheish kohen, there's a halacha, before we get into the hemshach, there's a halacha that you have to give of the best truma. So if you have different qualities of wheat, for example, you have to give the best to the Kohen. So the Mishnah says, Kol makom sheyesh Kohen, Torah min hayafa. As long as there's a Kohen there, you have to give, take truma from the best of what you have. Kol makom she'ein Kohen. However, if there's no Kohen around, so you have to choose, should I take off the best and hold on to it? But what if I have something that will last longer, even though it's not the best? So the Tanakhama says, Kol makom she'ein Kohen, anytime you don't have a Kohen, Torah min hamiskayim, you should take from what will last longer. So for example, when it came to the figs, the dried figs, although it's not as good, you should take from the dried figs because it will last longer than the fresh figs. But if we had a Kohen there, then we take from the fresh figs, we have to give them the best. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Even if you don't have a Kohen around, Lo'olam Hutorim Min HaYafa, you should always give it the best, whether there's a Kohen there or not. So just separate it. Hopefully a Kohen will come quickly and get the best. Mishnah Hay continues the Machlokas that we just saw, that if there's no Kohen around, do you take from the best or do you take truma from the longest lasting? So the Tanakhama we saw said, Tormim Batzal Katan Shalem, if there's no Kohen around, you will take what will last the longest. So for example, if you have a small onion, you take a full small onion, it will last longer, even though it's not the nicest. V'lo chetzi batel gadol, but don't take the nicest, which would be a half of a large onion. Large onions are better than small onions. Tanakhama says you got to take the longest lasting, which is a small onion. Don't take the nicest, which would be half of a large onion. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's consistent in his to the prior Mishnah. Even when we don't have a Kohen, Loki disagrees with the Tanakhama, always take the best, not the longest lasting. Elachetzi batel gadol, you take the nicest, which is the half of the full large onion, that is higher quality, that tastes better, but don't go with something, even if it will last longer, don't go with the smaller onion. V'chein aya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda would say similarly, same concept, tormim betzalim ibnei Medina ala kufrim, if you have two, you have onions, the higher quality ones grow in the Bnei Abdina in the city, and the lower quality ones grow in the village, that's the kufrim. You can take truma from the higher quality city ones and exempt the village ones. Aval lo min hakufrin al bnei abdina, but not the reverse. You can only take from higher quality and lower quality. You cannot take truma from lower quality produce and exempt higher quality. Why? Midei shumacho politikin, because the city onions, they are higher quality, they're eaten by the nobility, we would take from the higher quality, but not from the lower quality. Mishnah Vav, continuing these concepts, v'sormim zeisei shemen al zeisei kevesh, if I have two types of zeisim, two qualities of zeisim, some are used to make oil, that's the higher quality one, because they have more olive oil in them, and we have zeisei kevesh, which are going to use for pickling, they have less oil in them, lower quality. I should take the truma from the higher quality one, from the zeisei shemen, and exempt the zeisei kevesh, but not the reverse, for lo zeisei kevesh, but not the inferior pickling olives, al zeisei shemen, to exempt the higher quality zeisei shemen used for olive oil. And a similar concept when it comes to wine. Yayin mevushal is lower quality. Cooked wine is lower quality than non-mevushal. So v'yayin shena mevushal, I can take chuma. I have to take chuma from wine that is not mevushal, al mevushal, and exempt the mevushal, but not the reverse, for lo al mina mevushal. I cannot take chuma from the lower quality mevushal wine and exempt al she'ena mevushal on what is not, because then I'm giving the lower quality truma to the Kohen. Zaklal, this is the general rule, and this harks back to what we saw in Mishnah Daled, that we separate truma from one type on the same type, but not from two different types. So how do we decide what is the same type and the different types? So Zeakal, this is the principle, Koshu Kilaim B'chaveru, if the halachas of Kilaim apply, as discussed in Maseches Kilaim, that you cannot plant two separate species together. So if something violates, planting together would violate the halachas of Kilaim, Lo Yitrom Mizeh Alzeh, I cannot take Truma from one on the other, because they track, the halachas of Truma track the Kilaim. That shows that it's two separate meaning. I can't take Truma from one on the other, Afilo Min HaYafa Al Arai. Even if one is nicer than the other, it doesn't matter. I have to take Truma from the same Mishpacha, from the same species, not from different species. For Chol She'enu Kilaim B'chaveru, anything that is not Kilaim with the other. In other words, it can be planted together, so it's the same species, same Mishpacha. In that situation, I have the requirement, Torah min hayafa al ra, I have to take from the good on the bad, the superior produce on the inferior, but not the reverse of alumina ra al hayafa. I can't take the bad the inferior quality and exempt the superior quality because I have to give the better stuff to the kohen, not the worse stuff. If I did go for it and violated that imperative and I took from the bad instead of the good, it's still going to be bidyevit, truma, so truma, but the exception to that is when it's never going to be truma, even if I'm taking good and bad, bad and good. If I would take inferior quality wheat, which was used to feed animals, I cannot take that in order to exempt wheat, even on a bidyevit level, because that zunin she'enon ochel is not food at all. And just the last point, v'akisha v'malafafon, if I have cucumbers and Kirby cucumbers, two different types of cucumbers, min echa, that is the same ishpacha, and accordingly, there is no problem with kilaim, and I can take chumar from one on the other. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, shnei minim, for both purposes of kilaim and for purposes of chuma, they are two different minim, and accordingly, I cannot plant them together, that would violate the halachas of kilaim, and I cannot take chumar from one on the other.